fashion tips and medical advice, day 6. I'm afraid not. I'm afraid to have to say. I'm afraid to have to tell you. Real fear is a slippery sensation. We can fear so many things and do. My greatest recurring fear is of examinations. I say this not because I regularly have to do examinations, but because the last academic examination I did was over 31 years ago at university. And I remember, as I finished it, saying to myself it was the last examination I would ever do. And it was. I've done tests since then, but never again have I sat an academic examination. And how can I claim that my greatest recurring fear is of examinations? Well, last night, for the umpteenth time, I dreamed I had an examination the next day, and I had not prepared for it. The fear was as real as it was back in the day when I really did face examinations I had not prepared for. I suppose my fear is not necessarily of examinations, it's a fear of not being prepared. If that's true, and I'm just not sure, then I really do surprise myself, because I don't consider myself to be so well organised as to be concerned by a lack of organisation. It's akin to someone who obsessively cleans the house, finding out that the motivational force is not cleanliness or hygiene, but some other influence, like the inability to sit still on the sofa. The old causation concept. Maybe it's not a fear of examinations, nor a fear of preparation, or a lack of it. Perhaps my fear is being found out, exposed for what I am. And what am I? I'm you, with my own design peculiarities and defects, to be improved upon in the next model. Meanwhile, with time, these defects are amplified by oxidation and the progress displayed in newer product launches. I've taken that thought as far as it will go. I awoke in the dawn, afraid. After day broke, the fear of my dream gave way to what? The fear of another pandemic day.